Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Robbie's World. It's your host, Robbie Simone, blasting loud and through your speakers. I'm so happy to be back. I know it's been a couple weeks, but my main focus has been TikTok, and I'm not sorry about it. I'm on my road to 10K. I'm actually probably going to hit 10K either by today or tomorrow, and that's really good for me because that's beating my goal because I wanted it by June 30th, and it's not even the 27th yet, or the 25th, or the 21st at that, so... Hey, I'm tackling goals left and right. Nonetheless, if you're new here, welcome. You can join that, well, you can join the Sunflower Patch by hitting that subscribe button. But you can also, you know, join me by adding my Snapchat, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Instagrizzle, or my TikTok, you know. Or if you've already found me from there, you're the real MVP. Nonetheless, just a little disclaimer, I like to keep these intimate, and they're not really like your professional things. Like, I like to make it feel like you're kind of talking to me on the phone almost. So, you might hear a burp, a fart, you know, the nasty, the doodle-doos. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, I do like to keep it, intimate, and I do like to make you feel like you're actually talking to me. So I do pause and let you talk and stuff like that from time to time. It helps me, you know, gather my thoughts as well. 99.9 times out of 10, I just come on here and talk. Like, I have something in mind, and then I just wing it. And you will hear background noise, aka the stomping, because I am in the basement. There's nothing I can do about that, sorry. In the outdoors, they're just mowing lawns and bugs chirping and, you know, bugs chirping, birds chirping. But yeah, welcome to Robbie's World. So today... this week has been just off, but I think it's because it's my time of the month, and I'm not really used to all these emotions and, you know, all this extra stuff, all these extra feelings and stuff, so I'm gonna try to blame that, or my medicine, because they also said that one of my medicines plays a huge role in my mood and stuff. It can make me very depressed or whatever, but, I don't know. The entire time that I've been taking these medicines... I think it's almost been a month now. I haven't really felt this way. I also am running low on pain medication. I'm only using my lidocaine patch. I'm not using my, like, pill. So I think that might be something else as well. But I'm trying to, not take the pill as much because it's a... what is it called? An opioid? And I know you can like, get addicted to those and stuff like that. And that's just not a road I want to go down. But nonetheless, I don't know, this week I just feel really just blah and out of it, and I don't really know why. And like I said, I want to blame my period, but we won't know until, you know, the period is gone. I'm sorry if I'm TMI-ing, but the period is gone, and, you know, it's only the medicine that's in play. My healing... for those who are here for the healing process, my healing is actually going pretty good. I can now sleep on my sides. I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to, but now I can sleep on my sides, and it's not as painful. It's probably like a 5 out of 10 rather than a 10 out of 10. I still wake up in excruciating pain, but that's the main reason why I'm just like, pain medicine. But for the most part, you know, everything is going great, and I should be happy, I should be in a better mood, should be grateful, should be thankful, but all I can do is really just be sad, honestly, because I'm not really mad. I was mad earlier, but it's more, don't get emotional, Robbie, it's more of a sadness, because it's like, there's moments like these where I just need a friend. I just want somebody to talk to, just somebody to entertain my thoughts for a little bit. You know what I mean? To get me out of this rut. And I don't feel like I have that person. And for those who think that they are that person, I sincerely apologize, because that's probably like ripping your heart out of your chest. But it's just like, some people do it for me and some people don't. And that's just the reality of things. And I just don't feel like I have that. The people who did do it for me, they're just not in my life that much anymore, or they're not in my life at all anymore. So so things are getting a little bit more difficult. But my thing is, I don't, the people that say that they're in my life, you know, look, I don't want to sugarcoat things, but I also don't want to make everything to be like out to be like this person's a bad person or these people are bad people. But my friends that I claim were my friends, not one person that I thought would check up on me during my transplant situation, not one person checked up on me. Not one. And people who did check up on me, they were very short. I think it was more of like, I want to be nosy and find out what's going on because I never knew anything was ever wrong with you type situation. You know what I mean? Like, it was more like that. I don't know. I just feel like I'm that friend. And yeah, this is going to be one of those episodes. I feel like I'm that friend who will bend over backwards, give you their last, spend their last dime, will go broke, will, oh my god, will basically empty my cup to fill yours, but I cannot get the same in return. And I don't want you to empty your cup at all, but you could pour a little into mine. Or you can acknowledge that my cup isn't full. You know what I mean? Like, anything will make me feel good. And I just don't get that, you know? And that's from any of my friends. People are just like, hey, I see you're doing well. Okay, well, thanks, because I'm actually not. It's like they really don't know and they really don't care. No matter how transparent I try to be, I don't know. They just expect me to be, like, super strong all the time. And it's kind of hard, you know? But I'm not going to sit here and nag about that. I just don't want people to call me fake or phony when I move differently because, you know, they decided to move differently. I have noticed that there's three friends in particular that this year I wrote this down, y'all, manifestation. This year I've financially helped three people. These three people are my closest people. All three of them, they did hit me up during my liver transplant, but it was very short, very not what I was thinking, not what I was expecting. They said they were going to be there. Not one of them were there. Not one of them even tried to come. So that's very, that hurts me to my core, and I still think about it every day because it's like, damn, when you were going through something, I flew right out to you. When you needed something, I sent you the money immediately. When you just wanted something, I got it for you. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm going through a whole transplant. I'm scared out of my mind. I'm calling you. I'm texting you. And I can't even get a, hey, I'm busy. Hey, I don't feel like talking. Anything is better than nothing, you know? And then when I do hit you up, it's kind of like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, or I don't owe you this, or I don't owe you that, or da 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 da. Like, hold up. All I wanted was a little communication. I didn't say you owed me anything, number one. But all of them were very confrontational, and it's just like, I'm starting to think that the people that I have in my life need to go. Like, I just need to revamp my whole entire life. And it hurts me because I genuinely care about my friends. And I really don't want to get rid of any of them. And it's the memories, the past, and blah, 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 blah. But as far as, like, my mentals, I'm more clear than I have ever been in my entire life. So I know that this is what I need to do. But it definitely hurts. And it's definitely going to be hard. You know? And I don't know if anybody else can relate or feels this, but it takes a toll on you, man. Like, not to get sappy or anything, but these three people, and I'm saying these three people because these people are the people I care about most, because I have way more than three friends, obviously, but these three friends, I just know that this year, they were, all three of them, I don't know why, and they're all three Aries, that's probably why, they were going through a hard time, all at the same damn time, okay? And I help them all in every shape, way, and form that you could possibly think of. Now I just want somebody to talk to, and I can't even get that. You know? That shit hurts. I don't know. I need to reconsider my friends. And this is not something that I would put on TikTok because, you know, I have a kiddie following or anything, or, you know, and stuff. So it's just like, let's not say we did. I don't know, guys. I'm in a mental rut, and I think that my emotions are just taking over, because normally I think about this stuff and I know this stuff, and I just brush it over, like I just, you know, brush it over my shoulder, you know what I mean, or I just look over it, look past it. But today and yesterday have been so hard. Like this morning I woke up crying, 10 o'clock in the morning, just crying my eyes out, like a little baby. Like, what is wrong with you? And the thing is, I wouldn't be going on, you know, a podcast and just talking about it if those friends were available. Like, I was available for them. My friends always tell me, you always go on the internet and say da-da-da-da. Well, if you guys were there for me, I would just tell you, you know? The issues I have with you, other people have those same issues with their friends, or, you know, quote-unquote friends. So when they say that, you know, it's relatable, you know, eventually I make a new friend. I don't know. I've also lost a couple decent friends. There's probably, I don't know, because I would say I regret one friend that I've lost this year. But then again, I really don't. And that's only because it's their choice why we're not friends. And it's a very petty situation, number one. Number two, I don't really see them that often. And number three, I don't know. It's just, they had certain ways about them that I just didn't like, that would just throw me over the edge. But I don't know, guys, because I'm really not the complaining anin' type. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I am the happy go. Let's go. I don't know. I'm just a really happy person for the most part. And y'all know this because half of y'all follow me on TikTok. But this week has been so hard. Okay, so my balloon just started moving. And it has helium in it, mind you. It floats in the air. It randomly just floated, like, to the middle of my room. And then now the I love you is, like, starting to face me. But it's, like, it's not at the top of the ceiling. It's, like, in the middle. Like, it's some scary somebody's in my room type situation. I'm not quite sure what's going on because the air is blowing. And the air would blow the balloon towards the wall. And it's actually going the opposite direction. Like, I feel like the only reason why the balloon's not moving more to the left is because there's a cart right there. I don't know, something scary is going on in my room. Somebody's in my room. So if I die, it's probably gonna be during this podcast. And somebody's in this room with me right now. Hopefully it's my grandma. She's giving me a hug. I miss her so much. And that's the tattoo I have giant across my back. Norita eres Mindy. That was my pride and soul. She always said, always do good because they only notice you when you're doing something bad. And boy, was she right. Let me tell you. I don't know. She was like speaking. I don't know. Speaking big facts. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to put there. But y'all, I really am butthurt. And I think that's why I got on here today. Just to tell y'all I'm butthurt. Like, I really want to cry, but who cries on podcasts? That's weak. I mean, not even weak. It's just unnecessary. But I do definitely need a hug. I think I cried enough today. Look, I cried at 10 o'clock this morning, got on TikTok, and then took a nap. And now I just woke up, trying to get my medicine again. Now I'm crying again. Like, what is wrong with me? Is this how a period normally works? Or is it me? Like, please comment below. Like, what is this? I cannot handle this. But yeah, I'm figuring things out. as far as, like, the people in my life. I have let some old people back in my life who I thought I would never forgive, so we're gonna try that, because I do believe in second chances. I'm one of those. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you're giving them a second chance to F up, or you give them a second chance to screw up. But, you know, that's on me. But I do believe that people can change, because I know that I wasn't the best person at one point in time, and I know that for 100,000% fact that I want to change, and I would want a second chance for somebody that I really care about, so I give other people second chances. And I'm not saying everybody should be that way, because there's some people who don't deserve second chances. But I'm saying that this is the type of person that I am, and this is the type of person I look at things differently, because I have been on the other, you know, foot. If you've never been, like, a crappy person, then, you know, it's probably easier for you to say, hey, I'm not forgiving this person, I'm not giving them a second chance to be in my life and, you know, screw things up. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just really sad. But I'm gonna go ahead and head off here. This was a little quickie. But I will give you guys another update probably tomorrow. Everything's healing nice. If you want to see, like, physically what it looks like my scar and how my staples got removed and XYZ QRS, be sure to go to my YouTube. My TikTok, my YouTube, my Instagram. I'm always posting on stories. I have a transplant journey highlight. So that is that. And I love you all, and thank you for tuning in, even though this wasn't really a long one. And I just really complained the whole entire time. But this was a bonus episode. Okay? This was me not having friends and needing someone to vent to. Okay? So, you know, and if you were on my TikTok live, then you probably already know all of this stuff. I don't know if you can hear that stomping, but it's irritating me, so that's why I'm really getting off. Okay, guys, love you, bye.